Mattawa's Voyager Days is fast approaching, with events and concerts planned throughout the entire weekend of July 28 to 30. Chelsea Grant, who is part of the organizing committee, noted that, "We have a really strong committee this year, and I'm really excited for the event." Indeed, a new committee was struck this year, with all new members. It's been working well, complete with a new festival director, Alana Malcolm. The organizing committee included members of the public this year as well, which was a first. Lots of ideas were bandied about, and this year's fest is looking good. See. Voyager Days weekend a rousing success? Love Canadian classics? Well, how about Blue Rodeo headlining Friday night? Or perhaps you prefer a double dose of legendary Canadian tunes? In that case, grab a ticket for Saturday's Trooper headlining show. Each day has its own musical theme. Friday is country, Saturday is rock and roll, as in, rock where the rivers meet, and Sunday is tribute day, with bands paying homage to the Spice Girls, and CCR. There is also an AC/DC tribute on Saturday evening. Country night is highlighted with a mechanical bull on the concert grounds, which Grant said will be free for all to ride. Pro tip. Have someone hold your drink. Giddy up. As for drinks, the mixed drink tent will return this year, and there will be midway rides downtown for the kids and families. Also, for kids, we're having a laser tag night for the youth at the arena, Grant said. Last year, Annie's Park downtown became a new hotspot for Voyager Days events, and this year will be no different. Grant said New Ontario Breweries is coming back to set up in the park for the weekend, and there will be live bands throughout the days. In Timmins Park, the Kids Zone will be set up, with face painting, inflatable, crafts, and lawn games. There will be pony rides, and on Sunday, classic cars will be on full display. New for the festival is the inclusion of some comedy from the stage. On Friday Eve at 5, comedian Derek Seguin is doing a 45-minute set before the bands take the stage. There will also be two after-hour shows once the headliners close their sets. On Friday, there is a 90s country dance party, and on Saturday, metalheads rejoice as Mattawa's own Children of Metal take the stage. The full lineup is available on the Mattawa Voyager Days website, and you can buy advance tickets there as well. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.